There are lots of job opportunities for veterans and retirees. Let's talk about it.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Welcome to the Veterans Voice from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center from the Optum Studio. It is a pleasure to welcome in our first guest for today, Mark Smith. And Mark is the Director of Transition and Employment. Mark, it's good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Well, it's our pleasure, as we have so many important things to talk to you about. And again, when folks are leaving active duty, we call it transitioning when you're leaving the military.
That's correct.
What's the next step? What's their next journey? That is where you come into play.
Yes. Come see us. You know, we'll help you. All the people on my team were former military. We've all transitioned out of the military. Biggest thing we tell our clients is you don't know what you don't know. So let us help you know what you don't know.
And before we go into some of the deep dive, as I call it, what's going on here at Mount Carmel, a little bit about your military background, please.
So I transitioned in 2014. I was Army, 20 years, retired Sergeant First Class. I was a career recruiter for 13 years. I have to laugh at that because I originally came in as a truck driver and then I transitioned. I became a recruiter, and that was by choice. Being a career recruiter was not by choice, but I made the best of it. I retired after 20 years. My first job outside of the Army was a security job. Then I was a contractor on Fort Carson, and then I came to Mount Carmel.
Well, if you were in recruiting for, 13 years?
I was.
Sounds like you did a really good job for the Army. They were happy with you.
They were. They still are. As a matter of fact, one of our clients that I actually put in the Army when I was in Illinois is our client now here at Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. So when he retires, we're going to help him transition out. So I helped him get in the Army, and now I'm going to help him get out of the Army. So it's just kind of ironic.
Well, let's talk about helping people leaving the military, whatever branch it is, and then they're going to start a new career. Boy, the resources are available at Mount Carmel.
Yes, there are more resources in Colorado Springs than probably any place on the planet. You know, if you're needing assistance with the transition piece, come see us. Let us help you. You know, whether it be resume assistance, interview skills, LinkedIn help, hiring events. We do hiring events. We do a transition workshop called Prep Connect 360, amazing course. It's not just about the interview piece. It kind of helps you decide what you want to be when you get out.
Well, let's break down a couple of those pieces. Let's start with resume.
Okay.
Resume is important. It may have been a while since a person put a resume together. In fact, as I recall, when I went in the Navy, I didn't have to have a resume. I filled out an application.
Right.
I think I may have brought a resume. I don't remember.
A lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork. But that resume, that's kind of opens the door, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So the resume helps you get the interview. Interview helps you get the job. The biggest thing is actually tailoring that resume to the position. So print that job requirement, take your resume, set it next to it, make sure all the requirements and the knowledge, skills, and abilities are in your resume. That is key, and we can actually help you do that. If you have the job rec in your resume, we can actually help you. We don't write resumes, but we will help you with your resume. We will make suggestions. Again, it's your resume. You leave it how you choose. We're just going to make those suggestions.
So you can do a demo resume, put something together. You're going to review it, give someone suggestions. It's up to that individual whether they follow or not.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
What is the ATS? Because there's a reason why I'm asking that question. This is important.
It is. So some of the bigger companies will use the ATS, which is the applicant tracking system. So it's like an electronic HR person. So when you put your resume into their website, it will hit the applicant tracking system, and it's looking for keywords. So there are certain keywords that that system will look for to see if you move on to the next step.
Okay, so maybe you're applying for a position, and most positions have what they call required skill sets or what they're looking for in a person. Here's an example. Suppose they want someone who knows how to use Excel. I'm just making this up.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you want to put Excel knowledge in your resume so that ATS catches it.
Correct. A few times, as a matter of fact. Especially with the security clearance piece, if that position is security clearance required, you want that security clearance, secret, top secret, with poly, whatever, you want that in there numerous times. So you're basically hitting those steps. So when it goes through the applicant tracking system and it sees it in there, then it's going to pull it.
Because if it doesn't pull it, you may never get the phone call.
That is correct.
You don't even understand, well, I applied for this job and I haven't heard a thing.
And we get that question from our clients a lot. Hey, I applied for this position, but I haven't heard anything. And we normally tell them, well, who'd you apply? And it's company X. And I said, well, it was probably went through an ATS and you just didn't have that stuff in there that you needed.
All right, let's talk to the next most important thing. You get the interview. Now you've got to excel in the interview. Talk about the skill sets.
So the interview, you know, a lot of folks haven't interviewed in years. Mm-hmm. You know, I hadn't done an interview until I retired from the Army. And I am not the best interviewer by any means. I will not lie.
I couldn't tell that by talking to you right now.
Well, I appreciate it. I can talk all day long. I just can't talk. I'm not good talking about myself. That's why we do our interview workshop, Prep Connect 360. So mm-hmm. all week is just interview practice. There's more things that go on in this course, but it's just repetition. You know, make sure you're hitting those behavioral interview questions mm-hmm. because that's what most people are going to now is the behavioral interview. I've heard people ask, you know, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? You know, there's really no answer for that. I mean, if somebody asks you, hey, you know, what are your three greatest professional accomplishments? You know, you want to say your professional accomplishments. And I know family's big and things like that, but they're asking for your professional. They don't want to know about, you know, I have, you know, three kids. I, you know, won, you know, the world champion golf tournament or whatever. They want to hear, you know, because it's what are you going to do for them?
Exactly. You may get to the family at some point down the line in the interview. One thing that's happened post-pandemic, a lot of interviews are now conducted virtually on Zoom, for example.
Yes.
And there's a certain skill set mm-hmm. that you need to know for your Zoom. I'm just going to mention one quick thing. Where is the camera located? You don't want to look like you're sitting, you know, the camera's way on top of you
right.
and you're at the bottom of the screen. You want to have that, correct me if I'm wrong, you're looking right in the camera.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple other tips for Zoom, make sure you're still dressed professionally, completely head to toe. I've heard, you know, people say, hey, can you stand up for us? And folks are wearing shorts with their suit top. Make sure you have a clean background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a fan of the Zoom backgrounds. I would just rather see somebody against just a plain wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are just a couple of them. And I've seen those, you know, and it kind of gives you things to pick at. You know, so
you want the attention to be focused on you and your answers, not on a picture on the wall or some kind of artwork or something like that.
Correct.
Make it about you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a great point that you brought up about the backgrounds.
Yeah, the backgrounds. I'm not a fan of them. But yeah, the backgrounds kind of get me and it just kind of makes me space out. If I'm doing an interview, as long as it's a clean background, then I'm focused.
All right, Mark, we have about a minute left. If someone's getting ready to transition, there's good news out there for employment possibilities.
There are. You know, our next hiring event is October 11th from 10 to 4 at the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, 530 Communication Circle. We'll probably have anywhere between 30 and 40 partners. They're all looking to hire. We pretty much give them free rein when they're in our facility. If they want to do on-the-spot interviews, if they want to take resumes, if they want to take a sign-in roster and contact you later, please come out. These folks are hiring and they're trying to start immediately. So
before that, you want to have that resume and your skill set up to par.
Yes.
What do folks need to do so they can go through the many services that are offered here at Mount Carmel?
Call me. So my number is 719-309-4724, or you can reach me by email at marksmith@mountcarmelcenter.org.
And is there any requirement or cost?
Absolutely, 100% free.
Right.
Everything we do in transition and employment is free.
So if you're active duty, you're a veteran, you can come to Mount Carmel.
Active duty, guard, reserve, military spouse, dependents, please come see us no matter what your law violations are or your discharge. Even if you have a dishonorable discharge, we are still going to try to help you.
Take advantage of all the many services that Mount Carmel has to offer. Mark Smith, Director of Transition and Employment. It was a pleasure.
It was. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And coming up in just a moment, more about opportunities for transitioning military. We're going to be joined by Peter Mahmood with Cox Industries.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services. We will return after these messages.
When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Veteran-owned Medicare Mentors is a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner and the Veterans Voice podcast channel sponsor. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they're there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com or call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum, offers 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Optum primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit OptumCare.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today. That's OptumCare.com/Colorado. Learn more today.
Welcome back to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio, in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services. And here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Welcome back to The Veteran's Voice from the Optum Studio here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. And let's bring in our next guest. I am so pleased to bring in Peter Mahmood. Peter, welcome to The Veteran's Voice.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
It is our pleasure. So you are with Cox Enterprises, and then there's a subdivision of that. It's Cox Automotive. Tell us a little bit about Cox Enterprises, and also I'd like to know about your background in the military.
Absolutely. So, Cox Enterprises, a large worldwide corporation, which is inclusive of Cox Communications, which is kind of a known internet cable provider on the East and West Coast, and then Cox Automotive. Cox Automotive is a leader in working with automotive dealers, manufacturers, and car shoppers. Cox Automotive has companies under it that most people have heard of. Kelley Blue Book, Auto Trader are all subordinate companies under Cox Automotive. And our biggest employer, which is called Manheim Auto Auctions, which is the largest auto auctions in the world.
And I was going to say, Peter, you are no stranger to Colorado Springs as part of your military career.
Absolutely. So I'm a retired military officer, 24 years. A big part of that, I was the Colorado Springs Army Recruiting Commander back a few years ago. Worked a lot with Colorado Springs, with the Colorado Springs Chamber. I'm an air defense officer by trade and was branched into Army recruiting prior enlisted and got my commission through Officer Candidate School. I'm proud to serve and proud to spend a big chunk of my career in Colorado Springs.
And now let's turn to perhaps there's someone in the military listening right now. They're getting ready to transition, or maybe you're a veteran looking for work, looking for a change. Some good news coming from Cox Automotive, correct?
Yes. So Cox Automotive, currently we are partnered with 21 military installations nationwide. We do this because Cox has opportunities with our Manheim auctions, almost 70 plus, really almost 100 locations nationwide and in Canada. So we offer these primarily automotive logistics management roles for our veterans, and we do this by advertising our opportunities and reaching out to the military installations and veteran communities.
So if someone is listening right now and they want to find out what opportunities are out there, what's the best way for them to get that information?
Right. So as I mentioned, the military installations that we're connected to nationwide, we primarily work with the Transition Assistance Points, or the TAP, mm-hmm. on the military bases. whether it be the Marine bases, the Navy bases, and many of the Army installations. So if a service member goes into their TAP office, they will see our information, our job flyers posted. A lot of these transition points are also sending information out via email, job boards, LinkedIn, Facebook, and advertising our Cox Automotive opportunities.
We're speaking with Peter Mahmood, Senior Recruiter, Military Programs and Partnerships, Cox Automotive. What career opportunities are offered at Cox?
Nice. So again, Cox Enterprises under our communications has many roles. Under Cox Automotive, we have maintenance supervisor logistics roles. We have automotive technician and body prep technician roles, parts. We have roles for drivers, roles for customer service, all primarily through our Mannheim auctions locations. The auction itself is like a campus. So within the auction where the auto dealers are auctioning off cars, we offer service and mobility services, and these have plenty of maintenance and technician roles available for our veterans.
So it sounds like it's a, if you're looking for a new career in the automotive industry, so to speak, under Cox, there are a lot of opportunities. It's a good time to be looking for work, it sounds like.
Yes, and you know, especially now with a lot of these roles that I mentioned, especially our technician roles, there are sign-on bonuses available. And of course, Cox Automotive and Cox Enterprises being a large corporation, they are benefits, healthcare, medical, 401k benefits. And it's just overall culture, a great place, I think, for a transitioning service member, veteran or military spouse to transition to Cox Automotive.
Former military members make great employees, don't they?
They do. You know, and Cox Automotive recognizes that. We recognize the work ethic of our service members and our veterans. We at Cox have a culture of inclusiveness, diversity, all of those things that you find with our very talented military members.
Can you give us an idea of different locations in the United States that opportunities are available?
Yes. So as I mentioned, Cox Automotive and primarily our Mannheim auctions are located coast to coast. We have a Mannheim location in Denver, Mannheim, Denver. We've got Mannheim, Nashville, Mannheim, Orlando, probably 20 plus locations on the East Coast, locations throughout the central U.S., Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Also, a lot of locations out west, up in Seattle with Mannheim, Seattle, or Mannheim, Riverside in California. So the Cox Automotive footprint, in addition to our other Cox Auto offices, our Mannheim locations are nationwide. Yeah.
As I was going through some of the information before we actually began speaking to you, Peter, I understand there is some skill bridge training programs available. What is that like? And the reason I'm asking that is someone may say, you know, I really do want to get into the technical end of automotive work, but I need a little bit of training. Is that available?
Yes. Yeah, so we have recently, when we started our military outreach, we led on the military bases with our direct hiring opportunities, because those were numerous and plentiful for our service members. But here recently, we have added our training opportunities. We most recently, in early July, opened up our Mannheim Riverside training for service members to train. Under our Cox Mobility Fleet, we have an academy called Fleet Tech Academy, which is diesel mechanics, fleet technician mechanics, which are currently training in Indianapolis and Phoenix. So we've got a variety of training opportunities under Cox Automotive, or what we call Cox Automotive Mobility, for training skill bridge opportunities for service members.
Well, terrific. These sound like these aren't just jobs. These are careers that you can wrap yourself around and, you know, stay with it as long as you want.
Yes. You know, and I think, you know, one of the most important aspects of working at Cox, in addition to our inclusion and diversity, we have within Cox an employee resource group called Salute. The Salute resource group is a dedicated location organization within Cox that is there to serve and assist veterans in their transition. They offer mentorship, training opportunities as well.
All right. Our guest has been Peter Mahmood. And Peter, let's go ahead and get final thoughts. If someone has been listening to us, they want to find out more about Cox Automotive, and maybe they're saying, you know what, this, I'm going to make the call. I want to jump in. I want to try this. What do they need to do?
Right. So they can contact me through my email, peter.mahmood@coxinc.com, or they can go out and search careers at Cox. Go under the webpage and look at the many opportunities within Cox Automotive, and that will connect you to a recruiter within Cox. I, as a military liaison, can connect them directly with recruiters as well.
Again, Cox is partnered nationwide with 21 military bases. If you're looking for a new career, maybe you're transitioning off active duty, take advantage of this opportunity. Peter, it was great having you on the Veterans Voice, and maybe we'll have you back again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. It was my pleasure.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the WireNut Home Services. We will return after these messages.
Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Mike Lewis here for Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440 to learn more. That's 719-355-2440. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Mike Lewis here for Veterans Voice partner, The WireNut Home Services. You can count on The WireNut to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned and proud to employ honest, hard-working Coloradans. So when you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, The WireNut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021. The WireNut Home Services. Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University Military Edition is coming to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. This is Veterans Voice host Mike Lewis. Learn a proven step-by-step plan to save for emergencies and pay off debt fast. This 9-week course begins Wednesday night, August 17th at 6:30, and is open to all active duty, reserve, retired, former military, and family members. Call 719-772-7000, 719-772-7000 today, and sign up for the special military discounted rate of $25 per family.
Welcome back to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio, in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the WireNut Home Services. And here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Welcome back to The Veterans Voice. We'll have Paul Price join us in just a moment. He's the Director of Operations. A lot of exciting things on the way. Paul Price, good to see you again, and you've got a lot on the calendar.
Hello, Michael. Yes, it's a busy time over at Mount Carmel and in the military community here in Colorado Springs.
What do you want folks to know as far as what is on the horizon?
Well, ongoing, since we last chatted, is our friends at 1350 Distillery, and their volunteer Angel Battalion is continuing to support Mount Carmel with a campaign that we're running all the way through 30 September. So I ask folks if they want to swing by there and meet a great group of folks and great products there, stop by 1350 and see what they have to offer and support your military community.
All right, what else is on the horizon? I know, look at that. You've got a full sheet of paper right there. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, and these are just for the next couple of weeks. We have a schedule all the way out through the end of December. Mm. And as we get closer to November and Veterans Day, we'll do a deep dive in that. So I'm just going to hit the events that are coming up in the next week or so. So we're going to partner with the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region again. Every month we get together with these folks and the Norris Penrose Center, mm-hmm. and we bring in a mobile van to help with veterinarian needs. And this is for the whole community, not just for veterans. We partner with the folks over there. It's called a Wellness Wagon. Wagon is W-A-G-G-I-N, like a dog's tail. And we just ask people to schedule an appointment. They can go out on the Humane Society Pikes Peak Region website and sign up for a slot. And they just pull up over there, greatly discounted, and they'll take care of your pets for you.
So these are pet services that you would normally go to a veterinarian for?
Absolutely. Everything from vaccines to checkups, even do your animal's nails.
Wow. And at a discounted rate.
Drastically discounted. Absolutely.
But it sounds like the key is you got to make the reservation.
Yeah, make the reservation. If you have any problems with that, give us a call over at Mount Carmel at 719-772-7000, and we'll help you walk you through the process.
Oh, that is a wonderful service for pet owners.
Yes.
All right, what else is coming up, Paul?
Well, in the military, a lot of moves take place in the summer, and that transition involves building a resume and doing interviews. So our transition and employment team is very busy with their schedule right now, but they wanted me to highlight on 11th of August, we're doing another resume workshop. Mm-hmm. And this is a couple hours just to sit down, talk to a professional, a certified resume writer, to walk you through the do's and don'ts of how to do a resume. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we're going to highlight the other programs that we have, everything from interviewing techniques to transition program, financial programs. We'll walk you through that. But that's on the 11th of August.
And we've got something coming up for those folks who are trying to get hold of their finances.
That's right. Dave Ramsey, it's a tremendous program. We've been providing this with the help of Mark and Mary Schuster and Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University. We're offering that again. We're going to kick off the next class on the 17th of August. It'll run for 9 weeks. The group meets once a week. And normally this costs about $150 to register. We have worked out a deal where it's only $25 that'll cover all the materials, and that's for the whole family. Not if the spouse comes with the military member or the veteran, it's still only $25. So I ask people to come check that out. Huge success with our past workshops. So take a look at that. 17 August, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. And you can go out to our website at veteranscenter.org to sign up for that.
And Paul, I was going to tell you, a few weeks ago, Mark and Mary Schuster were our guests on The Veteran's Voice. If you missed that episode, you can go to our podcast page. And we are on all the major podcast platforms. And you can go back and replay that episode. And they'll give you some very good detailed information about this upcoming course. Dave Ramsey likes to say, change your family tree, and going through Financial Peace University can be that first seed that you're planting in changing your new family tree.
Amen.
You are listening to The Veteran's Voice from the Optum Studio.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.